The key message from my talk is that we can change from being scared and running our lives with the brakes on to being confident and taking action to achieve the success we want.
What about momentum? Some people say they have it and they like it. Some people say it doesn't have anything to do with racing. But if there is something about momentum, you've got it right now. You won the All-Star, you won at Charlotte, and now you back it up just a couple weeks later here in Pocono.
Yeah, we definitely have it. You know, the fans gave it to us in the All-Star race. They gave us that boost. And from there, this team, everybody at Gillette, Evernham, Budweiser, Allstate, everybody that supports this team has done it and gave us exactly what we need. And the momentum and the confidence has definitely paid off in the last month.
Good evening, everybody. It is 3 minutes after 8 o'clock here. North Sound Racing on for Thursday, the 12th of June. Good to have you with us. Kind of had to rush this. 8 o'clock kind of snuck up on me, right? Way much faster than I thought it would, but it's good to have you with us here, coming to you live on the internet, courtesy of Sam Blasters Incorporated. Galen Heath and Carla Stewart join us. I'm sorry.
Okay, Steve.
Told you I was messed up. Galen Stewart and Carla Heath, sorry. And actually, after all, 2.5 years, that ain't bad. That's the first time I pulled that little stunt.
Not so bad.
Good to have you with us. How you two doing?
Wait, you have to push a button. I see Galen's lips moving over there.
Yeah. Are you not working at all, Galen? Oh, no, you're not. But I know why. But then I'm supposed to know why. I just didn't have time to get over there and get him set up. But I will in a minute, buddy. Hang on there. Carla.
Yes.
What's going on?
Wow, we have a lot going on.
Oh, don't we ever.
And, you know, we're only like 2 weeks away from mid-season championship at most tracks.
Isn't
Can you
cool?
believe it?
Yeah. Things are happening all over the Pacific Northwest, state of Washington. We have got to, I heard a bump.
How about that?
Did you figure that out yourself?
Yeah, you just push buttons
until
research? Something works.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It happens. We've got an awful lot of guests coming up. We're going to talk to, we tried to get Casey Kane on tonight's show, as he is the hottest driver in the country right now.
But, I do have his new PR contact.
Oh, you do?
I do. I left messages on both his cell and office phone. So
nice.
If not tonight, which it won't be tonight, because he's on vacation. I heard that.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
So we've got the next best thing. We have the mother of the industry known as Casey Kane with us tonight. Tammy Kane will join us right after our first break. We'll also have Shane Son, who has spun an awful lot of laps in a figure eight car out at Evergreen Speedway over the years. He won in the limited late model division down at South Sound Speedway last weekend, so he's going to join us. Pat Clark, who has also spun many a lap in the figure eight in that beautiful number 74 Super Figure Eight car over the years. Pat is with us, A, because I like Pat and I want him here.
He does second, good.
Yes, he does.
Community.
And second of all, he spent last Saturday manning a booth on behalf of fundraising for James O'Neill down at Pacific Raceways. So we're going to find out how that all went. And I donated $10 and I didn't win a thing. So.
But you gave to a good cause.
I did give to a good cause. We have also, we'll probably give Gary Lewis a call. He won that big show down at Pacific Raceways, Northwest Legends. They ran a really cool, some people think it was the race of the day.
Now, did they race in the rain? I know they race rain or shine. But...
I think that they start, it did rain at some point during the race. We had to leave because we had to go back up to Evergreen Speedway, which is a story in and of itself. they put on a good show down there. They had a nice car count, too, about 22, 23 cars showed up for that. Lucas Oil presented that one. Tom Walsh, who was our guest here. We saw Tom down there. And Tom was just having a blast.
Did he?
Yes, he did. He had
did
a
good
real
on
good
the show,
time.
Too.
Yes. We're also going to talk a little bit about the big Soapbox Derby race coming up in Stanwood. Mm-hmm. Coming up. And actually, our guest, Ed, who just called me, so one of us needs to go downstairs and pluck him, but we'll do that in a few minutes as well. Let's see what... what else? Who else
Steve
we have?
Beitler.
Steve Beitler. We're going to talk about the Dirt Cup.
Yeah.
And there's some others we have on, too. Why are they not coming to mind immediately?
Doug Pace.
Doug Pace, West Rose. Thanks a lot. There's a late model challenge series has got a big show going on across the border. We're going to talk to Doug about, and I know Doug's listening right now, so we're going to talk at length about Doug's sanity, about leaving Spokane on Saturday morning and driving all the way to... the racing circuit, but West Rhodes will be here to balance that out. So, good things are happening. Some news coming around. I didn't even get a chance to turn my lamp on in here. Ooh, thanks. We should do traffic reports, Galen, and have you helicopter noise.
I can see that eastbound Highway 2 over there looks pretty good from here.
Yeah. Boy, we could always use traffic reporters. You know, if you're looking for something to have happen, Galen will always give us. Let me punch in one thing here.
You're not going to punch someone, are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, good.
I'm not. So a few odds and ends around the world of NASCAR. They had a pretty rough week, NASCAR did, with the allegations of sexual harassment by a former Nationwide Series inspector. And Brian France came out and said, this is the first we've heard of it, and nothing like that ever goes on. One of the big news that happened over the week was that Petty Enterprises, after being a family-owned business in NASCAR for more years than anybody has or can remember, has taken on an investor. So they will not be controlled by the Petty family. They will be controlled by Boston Ventures, which is a leading middle-market private equity firm. And they announced that they have agreed to a sizable investment in Petty Enterprises in the Richard Petty driving experience. Now, I understand the key selling point in this whole deal was the Richard Petty driving experience. Because I think with some good marketing behind that, that could be quite the moneymaker. But Richard Petty had a press conference. Here's some of his comments on announcing the sale of Petty Enterprises.
Well, you know, we've looked at it a long time, I guess, in saying, okay, you know, why are we getting behind? We've got sponsorships. We've got all this stuff. And you look around and you say, yeah, everybody's got sponsorships and they do their thing. We had enough money to run a race car, but we didn't have enough money to keep up with it. Technology and you know what all else was going on, hire the engineers, all that kind of stuff. So you say, okay, we always run our business from inside out, and now that NASCAR's got as big as it is and stuff, the businesses are run from outside into NASCAR. So we said, okay, we got to get somebody on the outside. So we talked to the Boston Venture people for the last 6 months probably, and finally come to the conclusion that they were willing to invest in Petty Enterprises and the Richard Petty driving experience and the Petty brand, more or less, and be involved with the Petty crowd. So, you know, they finally got it all done.
Could not have found a better quality recording of Richard Petty.
It sounded a little spacey there. But I got to say, Galen and I both did that when we were in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And what a wonderful program and great people to deal with.
Yeah, we're looking forward to going back down there next May and doing that as well. Also, out of Petty Enterprises, they have announced the re-signing of 2000 NASCAR Sprint Cup champion Bobby Labonte to a new four-year extension. The contract will keep the veteran driver behind the wheel of the famed number 43 Petty Enterprises Dodge through the 2012 Cup season. Terry Labonte, 44, began driving the number 43 in Dodge in 2006. At a press conference to announce the signing, Labonte had these comments.
It's a situation where Richard and Kyle hired me 2.5 years ago to come on board and try to help you know, regain some of what they had for years a long time ago. And you know, that was it's hard. I mean, you know, the sports changed quite a bit, and so today in the announcement, Boston Ventures is coming on board and being a great partner for the Petties. And for myself to make the decision to stay was a lot of it based on Boston Ventures, what they were going to do.
Another fine quality. I know.
You got him, Steve.
I know. It never fails, does it? But good to have Terry Labonte back behind the wheel, because I think with a lot of money, and if you could have understood Richard Petty, I think one of the things that was really frustrating, he made a comment that we can get to the cars to the track every week. That's not a problem. But just getting, you know, all the testing and all of the, you know, bazillion dollars of test equipment that all of the cool teams have in their shops now, it's making it really difficult for that fabled enterprise to thanks, sir. That fabled enterprise to keep going. So we'll be interesting to see. I'll bet you that with some good cash infusion behind them that maybe they'll pick it up and make it happen. So there you go.
I have a couple local things and something that's not local. It's worldwide, and it's just remembering this Sunday is Father's Day. So we'd like to thank and wish all those fathers out there a happy Father's Day. And speaking on behalf of Steve and I, who have both lost our fathers, those who have your fathers, do something special. Show them you care.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, last Sunday was a year ago on June 8th that we lost Dad, so we all had a really nice we had a dinner for him at his favorite restaurant, and this is so Dad, down in Kenmore called the Tai Ho restaurant. So we all got together down there. And we had a great time, and you know, we had we kind of carried Dad around, a little bit of him, in this tuxedo bag with his picture on it.
Yes.
So whenever we wanted to, you know how in Chinese restaurants they have the Lazy Susan? So we just kind of stuck Dad in there and spun him around the table and toasted his memories. So,
but if you're looking to do something with your father,
spin him in.
Please don't spin him around in a Chinese restaurant like we did.
This Sunday here at the Imagine Children's Museum on Wall Street. It's at 1502 Wall Street. The Monroe Mini Stock Drivers are going to be there with their cars.
Yeah.
It's going to be from 12 to 4 this Sunday, the 15th. So they're going to have all kinds of things. They're going to meet your race car drivers, learn about their cars, get behind the wheel of the car, try in our race car driving suit, hope they've been cleaned, and build this. Listen to this. Build a wild, wild wobble racer and race it to the finish line.
So, wild, wild wobble racer?
Yeah, and I understand there are going to be a bunch of them out there.
Sounds like Elmer Fudd came up with that one, huh?
And did you know what's... I was mentioning the mid-season championship. That's June 28th out at Evergreen Speedway, and a Jackson Hewitt, Greg Biffle show car will be there.
Oh, that's right. That's right. One thing we got to do before we get to our first break, and we'll get Tammy Kane on. We have I started to mention this until, again, we ran out of time last Thursday, but this is our last two-hour regular Thursday night show for a couple months because of the Everett Aqua Sox. So here's what we're going to do, my friends. I'm going to board up every Thursday Everett Aqua Sox game. And right after the game is over, I'll be on probably until 11 o'clock with an edition of North Sound Racing. And we'll just cover the highlights and some interviews, and it won't be, you know, nearly like what we do normally. There will be, and it will be posted on NorthSound1380.com and NorthSoundRacing.com the nights on Tuesdays. So there'll be four of them throughout the season where the Aqua Sox are off, and boom, we're going to be in here. We're also going to be out at Evergreen Speedway about 2.5 hours prior to Aqua Sox baseball with lots of coverage from the Washington 500 and some other things here and there. And then once the Everett Aqua Sox are done, we'll be back to our Thursday night schedule. So there you go.
There we go.
We're not gonna come in here, get all prepared and worked out, and then have an 18-inning Aqua Sox game and have nothing to do. So
at least hopefully they win. Can I mention one more thing that's coming up that we definitely want to mention? If we don't get time later, we want to talk about the WQMA. That's the Washington Quarter Midget Association. They're having a race this Sunday, but they also are going to do their fourth annual golf tournament, and that's going to be on June 27th at Echo Falls Golf Club, and it's going to start at 8 o'clock. It's going to be they still are looking for foursomes. As well as tea sponsors. So if you're interested at all, go to WQMA.com. Click on the golf tournament. There's an application to go ahead and sign up your group, as well as if you want to become a sponsor. So that's the WQMA 4th Annual Golf Tournament. Great fundraiser.
Sweet.
And a lot of fun.
I would probably volunteer my services to golf, but the last time I golfed, a guy ended up in the hospital. So
you're supposed to yell four.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened. Somebody did yell four. He hit the ground. I looked up, saw the ball coming. I took off running, kicked him right in the temple, put him in the hospital with a concussion for 3 days. So.
And you're serious?
Yeah, totally serious. I haven't swung a club since. Just a reminder, coming up Saturday night, the NASCAR Nationwide Series Miger 300 presented by Oreo. Man, you can't go wrong with a race sponsored by one of the greatest cookies in the world. 5 p.m. live from Kentucky Speedway. Then Sunday morning, the NASCAR Sprint Cup fires up the LifeLock 400. And that starts 10:15 a.m. live from Michigan International Speedway. Anything else before we bust out of here for our first break? I'll take that as a no. This is North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts, here on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio, your home for racing in the Pacific Northwest. Stick with us. We'll be back. Tammy Kane joins us when we come back from this break.
Skagit State Bank is...
They're still side-by-side heading for the banking in turn number one, and Johnson's got the advantage in the outside lane. Kane gets a little bit sideways, and that allows Jimmy Johnson to break away and take the lead as they hit the tunnel turn.
That action was from Pocono Speedway last weekend, heard here on North Sound 1380. And if you remember last week when I made the comment, I decided what I wanted to be when I grew up. I mentioned the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but I wouldn't mind being the bass player either, because that's who these two are right now. So, well, enough of that.
We need to get you in a band.
No, we don't. No, thank you very much. So welcome to our show. Again, this is North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts and, as always, brought to you by Sandblasters Incorporated on the Internet. And also, as always, special thanks to our good friend Alan Howard, who played the raccoon out at KRKO night out at Evergreen Speedway last week. And like I said, we'll get into that. You heard the intro. The race winner from Pocono is also the race winner of the Coca-Cola 600 and also the race winner of the Sprint Cup All-Star Race is voted in by the fans. Casey Kane has just been on a tear. There's nobody hotter in the country than the number 9 team right now. And as I mentioned, we efforted to get Casey on, but he's taking a well-deserved vacation. So I hope this intro isn't too cheesy, but we have the mother of the industry known as Casey Kane on. She was also our very first guest
This
show way back 2.5 years ago. Tammy Kane, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are well. I will speak for all of us, as I often tend to do. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I'm sitting outside on the deck looking at Mount Rainier. It is a gorgeous afternoon.
Oh, man.
Wow. Today and this whole month, it's been terrible.
Pardon?
After this morning and the whole month as far as weather here in the Northwest.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Are you there?
Why,
there we go. You probably can't hear Carla because I had her kind of turned off, but she's there now. I tell you, it was tough to come in and do this show today when we finally got some blue sky around here. You're sick of it as everyone else is.
Yeah. Well, I actually I've been in North Carolina. I was there for about 8 weeks, so I've been able to see a lot of blue sky.
Oh.
And then I came home and it was raining when I got here and it just cleared up today.
We're not very happy with you for being spending 8 weeks.
Not.
Bet there's been a lot of blue sky back there and smiles with the $1 million winner, huh?
Yeah, that was a very exciting win. You know, I wasn't there. I was in North Carolina. I left that morning to fly out to Iowa because Casey had a NASCAR-sanctioned race at Iowa Speedway on Sunday, the day after the All-Star race.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there because I had my merchandise trailer there, and I was the only one with it for that, you know, the morning of Sunday. And so I missed the race.
I couldn't believe it.
But I had a friend of mine called me from Indianapolis, and Jesse Dickerson, and he called me, and he said, "Are you watching the race?" And I go, "No, I'm working in the trailer." He goes, "Okay, just sit down, and I'm going to do a play-by-play with you." So he walked me through the last 10
laps. Oh, you're kidding me, really?
Oh, how fun.
It was awesome. It was very exciting.
Now, at the race, when people came up and they were trying to buy merchandise, and you were just dancing around like you were on hot coals, probably wasn't too good for cash flow that night, huh?
Pardon?
It probably wasn't too good for cash flow that night.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it was very exciting.
I'll bet it was. Now, did you get to go to the Prelude of the Dream at Eldora?
I didn't go. I came home. I was back in Washington by then, and I know that they had a tough night.
Yeah.
And I didn't really talk to Casey about that. I mentioned, "Hey, I'm really sorry you had a tough night," but then we went on with mom and son talk, and that was it.
I understand that completely.
Yeah,
she knows how it's going. Carla's son, Colton, has just been tearing it up at Skagit Speedway in the 410 class, so she knows what it's like to have a son that wins races, and I could just let you two carry it on from here. I don't need to be involved.
Yeah, good for him. That's awesome, Carla.
Isn't that cool?
I'm happy for you.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. I'm very proud of him.
You should be. So what is up for you? You're going to be still doing some more traveling around. How many races do you make a year, Tammy?
About 12.
Yeah?
I'm.
Is that enough?
It's enough. For me, you know, coming from Washington State, you have to go a long way to get to a racetrack.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I'm gone 4 or 5 days, and it's a lot of time to go there and do that, but it's a lot of fun, too, and I really enjoy it.
We got Dirt Cup coming up next week, Tammy, and we know Casey's done well at those races in 2002 and stuff. I was just curious. You were up there. We saw you after Casey had won the Dirt Cup, and everybody was having a good time in the parking lot. And you've been in North Carolina and stuff when Casey's done well. Is there a huge difference in the celebration?
No. Very, very similar.
Next question, Galen.
It was great. It was just great seeing everybody out in the parking lot at Skagit. And I know, Tammy, yourself, I know you were there. I saw you firsthand, and everybody was enjoying it until wee hours of the morning.
I know. It was a lot of fun. I enjoy all of that. I love it when he wins. I'm so excited, and I'm so proud of him, and I love seeing that big smile on his face. And, you know, Carla, you understand how it is when you're a mom. I mean, you just feel all those wonderful things for your son.
You're happy for them, that's for sure.
Sure.
You've got a big day coming up later this month on June 24th, right?
June 24th, Casey's going to be at my store in Enumclaw, and he's going to do an autograph session for me. It starts about 4:30, and then he's going to do a Q&A, and we're going to do a raffle, and all the raffle proceeds go to Casey Kane Foundation.
Oh, great.
And then he's going to sign autographs, and we start giving away the bracelets on June 17th. That's next Tuesday at 10 a.m. in the morning at my store.
At the store? And you said, I think when I talked to you earlier, that would be about 400 of them. You have to kind of limit that, don't you? I mean, you can only do it for so long, so.
I do, and I don't, you know, I don't get him very often. He doesn't come to Washington very often, so I feel so fortunate that we get to have him here and do this at the store, and it's great for everybody, and I think everybody will have a lot of fun.
Okay. Now, Tammy, tell those of us who don't know where the store is how you can get there and get some information on this event.
Well, first of all, you can go to CaseyKane.com to get information. You can go to CaseyKaneStore.com. Or you can just call the store and get information. But the store is located in Enumclaw off of Highway 410 in the Dodge dealership.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. One question I have, you had brought up what this is all going to benefit, and that's the Casey Kane Foundation. Talk about what that foundation does. Past couple years, we've had the awesome Casey Kane Tony Stewart show up at Skagit Speedway. I don't think that's going to be happening this year, but talk about that foundation, some of the stuff they are doing throughout the country.
They, you know, the foundation benefits some children that are in need. They have medical problems, and it helps them and their families. And it also, we give a lot of proceeds to Leukemia Foundation and Ronald McDonald House.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Casey was a very big part of the Ronald McDonald House being built in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, cool.
So that was really exciting, and very exciting for him to have a part in that. And it's just, that's what it benefits. It benefits the children. My daughter manages it.
Right.
And she's awesome at what she does, of course. And, of course, that's mom speaking.
That's right.
And anyways, I think it's a great thing that they're doing.
It is. It's very cool. And have you had a chance to, you know, we were talking about the Tony Stewart's Prelude to the Dream. Have you had a chance to go out to the Victory Junction gang camp?
I have.
Yeah. Tell us about that, because
you know,
from everything I've seen.
I went out, I believe it was in January, and I met with Patty Petty, and she showed me around the whole camp, and there were no kids there at the time. It was a Tuesday. And I'm not kidding you, I was in tears.
Were you?
A lot of the time, I was in tears. Just all the stories she had to tell me, and what wonderful things she does, and how they do these great things for these kids and make these kids feel like they are the most special kids, and that they're not different from anybody else. And it just really filled my heart with a lot of joy. It was really an awesome place.
I bet it was. Yeah. I bet it was. You probably turn your backyard into something like that, huh?
Oh, boy. It was pretty neat. Yeah. I am going on the Victory Junction ride.
Oh, you are?
My girlfriend, Debbie, she is marketing person for Freightliner, her and her husband are going on the ride for the whole 2 weeks.
Oh.
And I'm going to meet them in Charlotte, and I'm going to do the last leg, and I'm going to sit with her husband.
Nothing wrong with
on
that.
His bike.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, and she rides her own bike, so I'm going to be on the back of Charlie Brown's bike. His name's Charlie Brown. Can you believe it? Yeah, so I'm just just going to do 3 days, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very excited about
that. So if a enterprising Harley-Davidson dealer in Charlotte throws you a card after you're done with that race, what are you going to do?
Well, I'd take it.
I bet you would.
let's talk about the Budweiser sponsorship.
Uh-huh.
How about Casey and what do you think of all that?
I think it's great. I know, Casey and I haven't talked really in depth about Budweiser and the sponsorship, but I do know from talking to him the bit that I have that he's very pleased with the sponsorship and how everything is going. And for myself, just being here in Washington and have them coming out to see me, Olympic Eagle out of Puyallup takes care of me.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, they bring me signs and neon signs and you know, when Casey comes into town, they make sure that I have all the beer that maybe, you know, for like parties or
that's
get-togethers.
Or certain radio shows that you're on.
Everything. And, you know, my father passed away in January.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
It was a very hard time for us.
Mm-hmm.
They offered everything for the memorial, the after thing.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh no, that's fine. And then my mom's like, no, it'll be okay. I think they'll be okay. And I wasn't sure she would go for that. But
yeah,
you know, they have been just so great. I mean, they sent over huge bouquets of flowers and they've really been great. And that's how they've treated me, so I can only imagine how they treat him.
A great big thank you to them. I know what question Galen's got for you.
I don't know if you do. Tammy, I got to ask, as it's gone along here, what's it like to walk into a Safeway store?
Thinking about that.
And seeing your son in a cardboard cutout, does it make you smile? Do you tell people, hey, that's my son?
You know what? I am getting used to it. And I think the biggest thing was the billboard, driving along the interstate and seeing the billboard. And there's Casey on this huge billboard, and that's very exciting for me. And, yes, I want to pull off the side of the road and go, hey, he's mine. But nobody would believe me. They'd think that I was crazy.
Yeah, right? It'd be kind of freaky coming into a store and seeing you standing next to a cardboard cutout of your son.
Yeah,
or carrying him around.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't the question I thought Galen was going to ask you, because we talked earlier about, you know, one of our favorite commercials. Go ahead, Galen.
Yeah. I know which one it is.
No. Please don't bring this up.
The
Come
two
on.
Girls. Does Casey actually know those two girls?
There's three of them. There's,
yeah.
This on the Allstate commercial.
Oh, yep, God, yep. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they are, I guess they've become good friends.
I thought, Tammy, he was going to ask the disco Budweiser commercial where he's in a polka dot driving suit.
I don't know who does those commercials or
it's probably best that you don't
ideas,
too.
But, oh my gosh. I don't think he was crazy about the dancing one.
Yeah.
I thought he did good.
Yeah.
Well, just to let you know, Tammy, you say you look up and you see Casey on the billboards and you're happy to say he's yours, but you know, pretty much everybody here in Washington, when they look up and see Casey winning races and stuff, you know what? You have to share him with all of us. He's doing a great job.
I do have to share him, and I learned that a long time ago.
Well, Tammy, thank you so much. Good to have you on, as always. And like I said, you were the first guest we ever had on this show these 2.5 many, many years ago. And it's just always a pleasure to get to have some time with you. Enjoy the rest of the season. And we'll probably check back with you as it gets down to chase time. Hopefully, he'll be able to bring that number 9 car to a championship in 2008. And then you can bring the Budweiser up to Everett. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tammy. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Tammy
Kane. Goodbye. Tammy Kane, good to have her hang out with us. She's really cool.
She really is.
If you can spend the night out on a deck looking over Mount Rainier, and I'll bet you she had a Budweiser in her hand, too.
That's all you think about is that Budweiser part.
Well, hey, you know, it's got to go with it. I know when my comment was when, I think, Carl, when you asked about how she thought about the Budweiser sponsorship, my first one, well, it beats the alternative, and that's not having one at all. So not a bad deal.
She had mentioned earlier when I talked to her that they've just been really great with her down there, so I wanted to give her opportunity, although it didn't come out very well, you know?
Oh, that's all right. That's all right.
She did good.
All right. We got to take a break, and then what we're going to do, we're going to come back and we're going to talk with Ed Bednarczyk. And Ed is the director and race announcer of the Soapbox Derby in Stanwood coming up on the 21st. So we'll talk with him. And then we still have Shane Saun and Pat Clark left to go. We've got a lot that we've got to get covered. So you're going to listen to, first of all, Kelly Hart's Open Wheel Report, a couple, about 4 minute break with NASCAR Today in there. And then we'll be back after these messages. So stick with us.
Featuring the greatest band in the world, Morris Day and the Time.